Hello, buddy, Andy here again. Well, today, as I'm sure you're aware, is the 11th of November 2010. Armistice Day, certainly here in the UK, and I do believe, and actually in America, it's Veterans Day as well, which is a very similar sort of celebration, I suppose. A day that, in here in the UK anyway, that we celebrate the armistice which was signed on the 11th of November 1918, which ended that war to end all wars, the First World War, in France and Belgium and the Western Front, wherever. And we also now use it to celebrate all those other lives that have been lost in conflicts ever since then. And that is one of those aspects that I think gets lost. Yes, we remember the two world wars, but so much emphasis, certainly here in the UK, seems to be put on the suffering, the slaughter, the senseless loss that we had in the First World War. And not so much attention is paid to the conflicts that we've had since. Yes, I know you look back at the First World War, there are always programmes about it on the TV over here, certainly at this time of year, and it never ceases to amaze me, it never ceases to affect me and sort of stun me sometimes, the way that that war was conducted, the numbers that you hear, all those statistics, those figures that you hear, and to think that every one of those thousands and thousands of casualties that you hear about was a person, a living person, just like you and me. I think that's why we do concentrate on that. But maybe we do that at the sort of detriment to a way of the other people that have died in conflicts, not just the well-known ones, but other ones. I heard places like Korea and Malaysia and places like that, Burma or wherever, Aden, I can think of places, and obviously now in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and that's just not British troops, obviously, that's American and other world troops as well. So I did my bit. I like to celebrate that and pay my respects as well today. I know on Twitter there was like a 2-minute silence on Twitter, which is great. It, you know, it all builds up and it all adds to that, I think. And I did it in my own personal way, turn the radio off, turn the computer away, if you see what I mean, and did my own little personal reflection, I suppose, as well. And fun talking to my wife at the dinner tonight, actually, we were saying that that's really come back over the past few years, certainly here in the UK, whether it is because of the suffering that's happened in the wars that have happened now in Afghanistan and obviously in Iraq as well. It's brought it home to us a bit more, sort of rekindled that, you know, that sort of reason that we're doing this, that the actual 2-minute silence has come back. Yes, we've always celebrated, if that's the right word, the Armistice Day, and there's always been sort of minor celebrations and minor remembrance services at war memorials, etc., on the 11th. But the actual 2-minute silence has really come back into fore now. It happens obviously in schools, people do it in a personal way, there's organised ways of doing it, hence the Twitter thing as well. But also at railway stations, airports, city centres, it's an organised event. And I think that's good. I think that the 2 minutes out of your life every year can't be too bad, I don't think. You know, you give 2 minutes for the people who gave a lot more than that. But another little aspect I wanted to talk about, a slightly more unsavoury aspect, I think, is the way that the poppy is seen over here. I'm not going to keep talking about the UK, but that's where I am, obviously. And the way that it's used, it's used in a sort of a political way in some ways, that there's the sort of a race to wear the poppy type of thing. And the politicians, sport, you know, news readers, or sportsmen, or celebrities, have to be seen with a poppy on. And if they don't, for some reason, now they're all racing to be the one that's wearing them. If you haven't got one, someone would dash around and get a poppy for you to show to wear it. It should be a personal thing. I wear mine because of what I believe. I'm not interested in war or anything. As I said, I'm just there paying my respects. Wear my poppy for that reason. I'm not doing it to look good. I'm not doing it to be the first person on the block to do it, or for any political point scoring or anything like that. And anybody who takes that sort of attitude is completely devaluing what the whole armistice celebration, remembrance, celebrations are all about, in my opinion. That does really get me, that there's this undercurrent that's come along recently. You know, it's different TV stations, it's getting earlier and earlier, it's like Christmas, it's becoming earlier and earlier when people start to wear poppies now to try and outdo each other, I think. And I know the British Legion over here organised the whole the whole celebrations, the selling of poppies and the raising of money and awareness, have their own ideas as to exactly when people should start wearing, or you know, they feel they should start selling them. And I do believe that over here this year, there were some people wearing them before they were officially allowed to wear it, if you see what I mean. And that just shows you the way that this has been being hijacked, and for all the wrong reasons. A lot of people don't wear a poppy. They put their money in the tin, in the collection bucket or whatever it might be, and don't wear one. They do it personally. And just because someone isn't wearing a poppy doesn't mean that they don't feel the same way. It doesn't mean they haven't paid their money. For example, I bought one the other day. In the normal way, the second time I wore it, it disappeared. I lost it. I don't know where it went. I didn't get another one because I've done my bit, if you see what I mean. And my celebration, my remembrance is on the inside, exactly where it should be. It shouldn't be a show to everybody else. Yes, wear it with pride, by all means. Exactly. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Show your support, etc., for the cause. But don't do it as a political point-scoring exercise. Anyway, enough of the ranting. We should be thinking about the good things that come out of this, the remembrance side of it. And I think I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.